right, y'all. This is that time of the night. You know what I'm saying? This is Saturday night. Red Box Radio, 95.9 FM, CQW on your dial. And we're here each and every week, like I mentioned last week and all the other weeks, giving you that real feel-good throwback hip-hop and R&B vibe. You know what I'm saying? We got a big show planned for you guys tonight. Hope you stay tuned for the next 2 hours. And we're going to give you some goods. But a little story, y'all. Checking through my email, and I was receiving some promotional material from various people. I came across Eric Alper. He's like a promotional guy. He promotes a lot of artists. I get some of his stuff, but he sent me this really nice write-up of this Toronto R&B singer-songwriter named Amanda May, and she's out there in Toronto doing her thing, so I thought I'd reach out to her, got some of her social contacts, and yeah, we're able to set up a video, so we're going to get into that with her. We got her on standby here, so we're going to get into that interview here, give you guys a little background of her musical styles, influences, and some of the music that she has out, and some of the projects she's looking to drop real soon here. So I hope you guys stay tuned for that. Then we're going to get in the second half of the show. We're going to do a little yearly wrap-up of 2021, talk about the little versus battle situation that happened between a couple artists, you know what I'm saying? There's a little scuffle. We're going to get into that in the second half of the show. But online right now, we have, like I was mentioning earlier, guys, Amanda May. She's with us all the way from the T-Dot, a.k.a. the 6, a.k.a. I don't even know what they call it these days, but she's with us right now. What's going on, Amanda?
Hey, DJ Platform. I'm well. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
thanks for taking your taking some time, you know, out of your busy schedule to join us, man. All the way out here in Winnipeg, a.k.a.
Yes.
A.k.a. Peg City, a.k.a. 204.
Hi, Peg City.
Yeah, a lot of monikers, man, we got up here, man. So, yeah, like I said, you know, it's nice, you know, that you got back to me and you were able to set this up. I mean, you know, for those out there that don't know, she's like an R&B slash neo-soul kind of artist, I would probably say.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, I hear a lot of Erykah Badu and a lot of Jill Scott.
Oh, thank you. I've gotten Jill Scott before, so I appreciate that. That's amazing. She's obviously an amazing, talented woman. So to be compared to her, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I checked out some of your music. I was like, whoa, this girl's got some nice flavor, some nice talent. I mean, it's surprising that she's out of coming out of Canada. But she has a very very unique sound. It doesn't really sound too Canadian. It just sounds kind of just generic over abroad, you know what I mean?
And, yeah.
And she's, yeah, she's doing her thing out in Toronto. So, you know, give the people a rundown, you know, of your, I would say your musical background going from the beginning, like, say, maybe growing up, where you grew up, who influenced you, who got you into music and everything.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm actually from Ottawa. I was born and raised in Ottawa, and I moved here out to Toronto about 6 years ago to start my music career. I just found that there were more opportunity here in Toronto, and that's why I moved here. But I've been singing, performing ever since I was probably 3 years old, ever since I could talk, really. So I was performing in choirs and plays and coffee houses all through high school into university. And then I kind of moved to Toronto, connected with a producer that was actually an acquaintance of an ex of mine, and then kind of sent him a DM, showed up for a studio session, and that's kind of how I got my start in recording music.
Holy smokes. Okay. So when did that all start? Like, what year would you say?
Yeah. So I'd say in 2016. I moved here in 2015, and then the next year is when I met my producer, Rec Jones. He's also from Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I just went over for a studio session. We had a great working relationship from there. I could just tell that we would have a great partnership.
Wow.
And he basically produced basically all of my tracks so far, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
He's very talented. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I really like his production style. He does have a nice, warm sound.
Yeah, and he also loves that dark, kind of gritty, clownish type trap vibe as well, so I got to explore a little bit of that with my sound as well. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's good. Okay, good. Yeah. So you said you're originally from Ottawa there. So was there like a scene in Ottawa? Like, you know, did you look up to anybody or did anybody influence you back there?
To be honest, most of my recording, and I established myself as an artist as Amanda May in Toronto, so I can't say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to be honest. But I know that there is definitely an R&B scene out there, okay. A rap scene out there as well. But
wow.
I had my start here in Toronto, I can say.
Wow, yeah. I don't really think of, like, when I think of Ottawa, I just think of just, like, just a lot of political stuff, a lot of...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really see that there being much of a culture or a scene out there, but...
Yeah, and that's also a big reason why I moved here. I feel like Ottawa's a little more conservative. I know, hate on Ottawa, that's my hometown. I love Ottawa.
Yeah.
But here, it's just more of a melting pot. There's more diversity, you know?
Yeah.
So, I feel more at home here.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Okay. So growing up in Ottawa, did you, like who'd you listen to growing up? Like, you know...
Yeah.
Like,
So my parents, they played a lot of Motown in the house, a lot of soul and a lot of R&B music, which is where I get most of my influences from. They'd be playing music from like Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, Whitney, you know, Gladys Knight.
Okay, cool.
Brian McKnight, the list goes on.
Oh, wow. Okay, nice. So you're like singing along as a youngster and everything. Like, was there anybody in school that you kind of got together with and, you know, jammed out, did some, you know, sing-alongs with or anything like that? Or
yeah, I mean, in high school, I had a friend who was a rapper, and together we kind of, like, dabbed into making music. That was probably my first taste of recording, being like, oh, okay, like, I want to do this. I like this.
Yeah.
But it was mostly just me, to be honest with you. I was not a shy kid, so any chance there was to perform, I'd be on that stage performing and dragging my parents along to watch me.
Wow, cool. Dope.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, you definitely have the eye of the tiger. You're very driven. You know, of course, moving to Toronto, yeah. that's a big thing as well. I know, I went to Toronto about 15, 17 years ago or so. There's a nice big scene out there. A lot of, you know, I was more into the turntablism and hip hop scene. So I kind of followed a lot of shouts to DJ Dopey from Toronto. Shouts to... what's his face? Scratch Bastard, who is originally from Halifax. Yeah. You know Scratch Bastard? Have you heard of him?
No, I haven't heard of him. No.
You haven't heard of him? Okay. He was originally from Halifax. He moved to Toronto. He's kind of like a scratch DJ. And DJ Dopey was big about 20 years ago or so. He won the 2003 World DMC Championships in 2003. So,
oh, wow.
So I know him pretty good out there. And yeah, man, just... dope scene out there in Toronto, of course. Like you said, it's a melting pot. There's a lot of opportunities. So you do a lot of shows out there, and
Before I started recording music, I made sure that I got out there and performed any chance I got. So like any club that offered open mics or anything like that, like the Night Owl, I performed at the Baby G, different other clubs like that. So
yeah, okay, that's awesome. Yeah,
I love to perform. I love to perform.
That's why we gotta get her out in Winnipeg, maybe sometime in the summertime,
for sure.
Fly out here, do a show. I know a bunch of artists like yourself that do that type of neo soul R&B flavor. And speaking of which, I think so what would you say is your first recording that you did? Like your first song, would you say?
Yeah, so the first song I recorded was called Fool for You, and it's actually featuring a rapper. He's from Halifax, but he lives in Toronto, Diano.
Okay.
And I released that track in 2018, along with the music video. And that was an R&B song, but I also did into dancehall, and there's a bit of, like, a pop vibe as well.
Oh, okay.
Like a little bit of a bounce track. So that was my first single I released 3 years ago now.
3 years ago now. Wow. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
I know you sent me some joints here, three tracks, actually. I was thinking we can get into... one of those tracks right now to give the people out there a little bit of your flavor, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's see what Winnipeg thinks.
So what track do you think we should get into, man? I went through all these songs. They're really nice.
Yeah, thank you. I think, why don't we play Should've Known? I just dropped that track a few weeks ago, actually. And I also got the video for it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Audio check 1212 in the place to be. You're now tuned into Redbox Radio, 95.9 FM, CKW style, as we do each and every Saturday night. Just getting in the lab kind of late here. Just met up with an old friend of mine and want to give you the lowdown of him. I just noticed, actually, he gave me a bunch of material here. He's now involved in real estate. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home or need help with a mortgage, you can call my bro Andrew Kerr at Royal LePage Top Producers. He'll take good care of you. His number is 204-981-7432. That's 204-981-7432 if you're looking to buy or sell your home. Get in touch with him and he'll lace you up real nice. So what we're going to do on this show here, just thought about this on the drive over here today. We're now in the second half of 2024, which is really hard to believe that the first half of 2024 is all done. So there has some been some really dope albums that have come out in the first half of the year. So I'm going to quickly give you the guys the lowdown of my top 10 hip-hop album picks for the first half of 2024. And this is all derived from my blog site, Blogspot site, which is essentialhiphopalbums.blogspot.com. If you actually go there, you'll see all my top 10 hip-hop album picks from 1986, like per year from 1986 all the way up to 2024 and beyond. So we keep this thing moving. So it's a tradition of mine that I've been putting it down since 2013. So we're going to get into the albums now. This is all in alphabetical order, by the way. So coming in at the first album in my top 10 hip-hop album picks for the first half of 2024, we have none other than Arrested Development's dope album called Bullets in the Chamber. This is their newest effort. And, of course, Speech and the rest of the crew, Arrested Development, they dropped a really dope album, classic in my opinion. So we're getting into a song off this album called Overachiever, one of my absolute faves. Let's get into it, y'all. Redbox Radio 95.9 FM, CKW.
Yeah. I need you to understand that I am an overachiever. Underestimated all across the land that I am an overachiever. Let's go. Makes gladiators, I'm Ridley Scott. I try to cover all bases like a little league top. I got more love for black Madonnas than Rome, Italy's got. The only squat you used to doing is diddly squat. I can't hear you talking, it's too much noise. I've been a man for a while, I'm not one of the boys. Not bought nor sold, I am not one of your toys. The more of me, the more sparkle, like drinking LaCroix. No designer clothes, chains from Jacob. They replace shackles or slaves with jewels and makeup. I don't got the same attractions. I'm not in a gay pub. I don't have to fake on the nice cars to fill my tank up. I'm gold, just standing on my own. Like an Oscar statue, but ain't no acting, no. I got a lot of dead weight, like carrying a soldier. Trying to ignore us is like burying a boulder. So
I need you to understand that I am an overachiever. Underestimated all across the land that I am an overachiever.
Come on. Stand, I'm an overachiever, underestimated, undermined, non-stop by non-believers, jealous jokers plotting and chopping the whole regime up, thinking that they now can become the leader. I sit and planted seeds that years later became trees. They perch at ease and eat from my bird feeder. Either they are deceived or grieved by perceived dread, so maybe depression. Either way, it's either danger. I call you friend, don't become a stranger. Stranger, things have happened within this rap game. I'm a pro gamer, I'm a pro aimer, like public enemies, local bullets all in my chamber. I may speak conscious, I clearly have a conscience. I crave peace of mind.
I serve cause I'm honest.
mind, but you should brace yourself, cause you don't want it. I can get in with my trails, but the dentist.
I need you to understand that I am an overachiever. Underestimated all across the land, that I am an overachiever.
Let's go.
All right. So that was none other than Arrested Development, Overachiever, off of their last effort, their album they dropped earlier this year, Bullets in the Chamber. This one is one you can just play front to back, man. No skips. So that's coming in at album number one in my top 10 hip-hop albums for the first half of 2024. So moving right along, we have album coming in album number two. This is all in alphabetical orders, by the way. So this is Da Beat Miners. They dropped an album this year called Stifled Creativity. This one just came out of nowhere. But we're going to get into a track off this album. Yeah, we're going to get into this Rusty Jux joint. It's called Product, produced by Evil D and Mr. Walt, the Beat Miners, man. They have been putting it down for a long time. If you guys don't know how long they've been doing it, since like early 90s, I would say 92, 93. So they have this album called Stifled Creativity. This is one of the joints off the album featuring Rusty Jux. It's called Product, man. It's a banger. Let's do it.
Game ain't about that no more. It's about product. Yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product. Yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product. Yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product. Yeah. Product, motherfuckers. It's about product. Yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product. Yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product. Yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product. Yeah. Product, motherfuckers. It's about product. Yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product. Yeah. Product, motherfuckers.
I went digging in the mines for coal and found gold in these scrolls. I embedded my soul to download. Me and Walt keep gems locked up in the vault, then strategically release a rhythmatic verbal assault. So halt in your tracks, the Hulk's on attack. I will smash and bash those at fault with the facts. Relax, but I ain't Victor Santiago. I'm Victor Evans, power punching like Drago. Nah, fuck that, George Foreman with the body blow. Supreme Leroy Green with the body glow. My core strong, I war long. My stamina is that of a hyena chasing prey in the parameter. Cannibal carnivore. Forest, the collab king. Smoke Buddha, I'm like Suda, my just abstain. Black eyes and speed knots, connect these dots. I liquefy marijuana, then take weed shots. Yeah, rest in peace, John Witherspoon. I bring that bang, bang, bang to your
it's
living
about
room.
Product, yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product, yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product, yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product, yeah. Product, motherfuckers.
It's about product, yeah.
Product, motherfuckers. Product, yeah. Product, motherfuckers.
I said, fuck a racist with that white fragility. African alpha male, no black docility. Hatred, hostility fuels the penmanship. Strong roots gripping my boots so jokes can't slip. Grand Royal only loyal to this blackness. Raw shit only never fucking with that whackness. Nah, I match mics with might and made misery. Rappers running up and get roasted rotisserie. Electricity, shockwave the soundtrack. My great books are stacked, I got them down packed. My mind sparked from Dr. Henry Clark. Yeah. Fearless, y'all fish in the pond, I am the shark. Yeah. Muddy waters, big croc be on my swamp shit. Stay low, moving in stealth before I jump shit. Yeah, Evil D on the cuts, a flying guillotine. I'm spitting dope uncut, able to kill a fiend. My Uzi got a Wilson suppressor on it. The beat is the main source, I'm the professor on
product.
It. Bang.
Yeah, product, motherfuckers. Product, yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product, yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product, yeah. Product, motherfuckers.
It's about product,
yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product, yeah. Product, motherfuckers.
It's about product,
yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product, yeah. Product, motherfuckers.
Product,
yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product.
Yeah.
Product, motherfuckers.
It's about product.
Yeah. Product, motherfuckers. Product.
Yeah.
Product.
All right, that was Da Beat Miners, product off of their brand new album called Stifled Creativity, put out a couple months ago. This one has a lot of featured artists, so make sure you check that out if you're a fan of the Beat Miners sound. So moving right along, we're going to get into some Fosum coming in album number 3. They dropped an album. If you guys aren't familiar with Fosum, they're a G-Funk group from the mid-90s put out by Warren G and the Twins. Next up, we're going to check out their album. It's called International Collaborations. So they just did a bunch of tracks with a bunch of different artists all throughout the world. So we're going to get into a song off this album, which is called In the City. Have some G-Funk up in here. Some West Coast, man. Fosum. Hope you guys enjoy it, because some real good hip-hop, man. I'm really... happy to present this to you guys. Sorry, I'm just queuing this up here for you guys. Let's see. There we go. Okay, here we go, yo.
Yeah. Fosum. East side means Far East. Ooh. The homie too, Jay. Ooh. What's up? For the homie, flying Japan Air. Oh, here we come. It's time to make moves. He kind of dressed like I do with the gangsta blue eyes shoes. Now the story's unfolding. I let him hit the switch to the fold. Now we rolling. Sit back. It's off to get the dividends. Glaze pour the drink and pass me the heat.
I be the DJ GZ, L-A-Z-E. Represent the hood for the LBCZ. I'm making moves with my homie 2J. Got suited and booted to hit the streets of L.A. This is for the homie Seawalking. You know I gotta keep the beach knocking. In the West, I stay quick on the draw. While my homie Eminem's hitting switches on the star.
Hot boxing in the Cadillac will be galore. Smoke like it's overheating when you open the doors. Got a bottle in the ride with me. Down with that, grab your shit and hop inside with me. Trying to hit the streets where it crack a lot. The way I'm feeling, no telling, I'll make it back or not. We ride dirty when we swerve and check the mirror. Everything in the stash. Bank the quick right and let the one time pass.
Cigars to one time. のストリートをドライブゾーンに流すこの街をスライドタイトなスタイルでかまして That's right 乾いた目で望むイースサイド声かける Homie
What's up, Lo?
Just chilling 変わらずやるぜ skinny Real なビーツなら今ここにある So rolling down the streets of Long Beach
like the sunshine gotta stay clear of the one time I'm on the freeway doing it the G-way I got two bitches on the three-way fuck a next tail fool you know I flex well bitches wanna smell what I exhale I got no love for you haters T-dubs in the caddy he's looking tight with the gators
now Glaze school me up in the Escalade cause we off on a mission collecting pay but a G's in the sunset God bless we flows down the streets that's how we do it in the west forget the particulars this west coast and chronic in the air and my love's by the ocean so come take a trip with me and see how we do it in the LBC
totally suiting your commitment Channels are radio, stereo がメロウに響かす Stay on staring 握る手にキラメッコ目を光らせるチェーン先のトーク Yeah, tight as cruise 決めて move Cool なステップを踏みゆくシューズこのまま進むただこれからだ真夜中の streets 繰り広げるドラマ
We in the land where the chronic smoke will fill your lungs Chasing cheddar in the streets holding nothing but huns On the grind to keep us papered out Sipping on some Tangeray breaking up and down Show the homie how we do it out here Keep the cups on fill
Caravan full of rides, all sitting on chrome. Getting bent with the homies, staying blowed in the zone.
げるストーリーまるでスムーズに流れるグルーヴ溶かす時を止めるこのままフリージョン One and two the with fortune ソウルの奥まで刻みゆきなマホメ G-Zone M-R-M と繰り出す G-Funk DJ Grace
Leave it to me it to get it cracking right In 2004 you know these motherfucking hoes don't be acting right I keep my mind on my paper and stay on the grind and check the rear view watch for the haters I'm trying to ball with the quickness went from 22s on the Yukon give me 26s It's all about the Benjamins, yeah, we back bumping all in your lack, so homie, tell a friend
I keep my head on the swivel when I'm out in the streets On the grind in the mix, so I'm back in the beach With the foe and the homie 2J Ain't no telling where we headed when we roll away We hitting them spots you only hear about Where you're better off heated than to be without That's how we do it on the West Coast Homie, we against the grind Bringing nothing but heat Dub, put them on game
Is it a fact when the dub steps in the room The bottom from the bass go boom I assume the position Now I'm on a mission Dipping and I'm wishing in my ear my diamonds glisten Candy paint on the floor, now I slide through Stash rock for the nickel play the 22 You know how we do On the side, international player Cause I'm known worldwide
So that was Fosum from their international collaborations album that they dropped earlier this year. It's dope, man. They have tracks on there from artists all over the world. So make sure you go check that out. And I want to give a big shout out to my man, Andy Kerr, man, that I hung out with tonight. Old buddy from back in the days. And he's in the real estate business. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home or you need help with a mortgage, you call my brother Andy Kerr up at Royal LePage Top Producers, and he'll take good care of you. His number is 204-981-7432, and you can find him online as well, which is how I found him, because I saw an ad. And we linked back up. We had a nice dinner tonight, broke some bread, had some good conversations, some good laughs from back in the day. So make sure you check him out online and call him if you're looking to buy or sell your home, 204-981-7432. And with that being said, we're going to move on to album number four, running through my top 10 hip-hop album picks for the first half of 2024. This is coming in album number four. We got G-Mo, Ski, and Stu Bangas called Filth City. This is one that kind of dropped. Didn't have much praise or accolades. Didn't have any ads running for it. But it's a dope album, man, especially Stu Bangas. He's a dope producer. So I'm going to play a track off this album called Filth City. Check it out.
It was the most widespread, most destructive violence in American history. People driving through the riot area were considered fair game, whether young or old, men or women. Their cars were battered, the drivers stoned, kicked, and beaten. And then people cheer like a football crowd when a car went up in flames.
Somebody got the city on edge. Don't come here. that chicken go last. It's so filthy, so bloody, so red. Better duck for them niggas, get rid of your head. A dope fiend pissing on steps. A bitch with big titties, no legs. The city so shitty, so dead. Better duck for them niggas, get rid of your head. Most of these sick fucks find this stuff arousing. They throwing M1 fucking thousands in public housing. Brace yourself in the city if you ever come around it. They will burn you alive and cops will do nothing about it. Reggie was a real worker, but lost his mind when he found a dead body in the dumpster behind Filth Burger. The image is still burned in his head. It still irks him, so he grabbed a sawed off and committed his 10th murder. It's a plot twist. The city going stupid, ain't it? Half the shit is burnt the fuck up like Freddy Krueger's anus. There's a nigga running around with a butcher's apron and he cooking faces in a fucking skillet full of bacon. Marty ran into the same dude who stole his GameCube. He strangled him with the strength of a boa. Now he's steak food and everybody is rocking a hockey mask. And they all pumping some nigga named G-Mo when they driving back. Somebody got the city on edge. Don't come here, chicken go last. It's so filthy, so bloody, so red. Better duck for them niggas, get rid of your head. A dope fiend pissing on steps. A bitch with big titties, no legs. The city so shitty, so dead. Better duck for them niggas, get rid of your head. Time is running backwards, we trapped in an ugly rapture. Churches where they worship filthianity with bloody pastors. City full of honey badgers, jack boys and money snatchers. Blow a shape out your stomach like a Teletubby bastard. You better buy some guns from this catalog and keep the cannonball at all times, lest you plan to fall. A fucking idiot dressed as Santa Claus will snatch you off the streets faster than De'Aaron Fox playing basketball. We found one slut cum drunk, she was mad though. She said a dreadhead put his pinky in her asshole. He ran from the ghetto bird so fast and got away by taking his ass home and jumping in a cold bath. It's like a spirit bomb hit the fucking city, dog. Abandoned factories where the element of filth was spawned, and it all just engulfed the people like they trapped behind prison walls. And they playing this sadistic song. Somebody got the city on edge. Don't come here, chicken go last. It's so filthy, so bloody, so red. Better duck for them niggas, get rid of your head. A dope fiend pissing on steps. A bitch with big titties, no legs. The city so shitty, so dead. Better duck for them niggas, get rid of your head. God damn it, Stu. When has this goddamn town ever changed? It only gets worse. So many people dead. I'll tell you what, I've been a detective for 22 years, and I've never seen no bullshit like this. I'm sick of it. I have no more money. Some lunatic in a hockey mask is fucking my wife. I can't take it. I can't take it anymore, goddamn it. Well, I'm not gonna sit around like some fuck doll on the shelf. Not anymore. I'm going in. Cover me.
All right, all right. So that's Stu Bangers and G-Mo Ski, man. Phil City. Make sure you check out their album that they dropped earlier this year. It's called Phil City, and it's definitely a hardcore East New York banger, you know what I'm saying? So we're just going through the top 10 hip-hop albums for the first half of 2024. If you guys want to check out my list, as well as all my other lists from every single year, from 86 to 2024, you can go to essentialhiphopalbums.blogspot.com. Check it out there. And all my lists are on that blog site, which I've been working on for the last 11 years now. So coming in an album now, number five, we got Masked Ace and Marco Polo. They teamed up again somewhere like 14, 15 years later, dropped their second album that they, collaborative album that they put out here called Richmond Hill, which is the city where Marco Polo grew up in Ontario. And, off this album, we're going to get a two-track off it called Jordan Theory. Let's do it.
Most of our lives, we've been hearing no, no. Most of our lives, it was no. You can't have that, you can't go. We can't afford that, no. Gold, diamonds, everybody shining. Bridge over troubled waters, Paul Simon.
But that bridge is controlled by a troll. To cross over here, you gotta pay the toll. Only problem is the toll is your soul. A grip on reality here is hard to hold. Can't hit the dealership, cop that Maybach. Can't get the same Rolex that Drake got. Yet still, he's so materialistic. If anybody gave this theory, I missed it. He rides the new waves, buys some new J's, and bust some shits open like a can of biscuits. Now everybody like, wow, look what he got. Brand new colorway, them ain't Reebok. Them shits cost like 3 months rent. And his ex-girl knows what he once spent. That's why she moved out, she ain't coming back. Winter's here now, can't get summer back. Cold war caused by wasteful spending. Trust me, he's gonna hate the ending. Fresh pair of fours turn a peasant to God. And being cold broke leave a resident scarred. Brand new Michaels make your life glow. Cause time in the hood is unpleasant and hard. Dang, we been hearing no, no. Most of our lives it was no. You can't have that, you can't go. We can't afford that, no. All of our lives it was no. All we ever heard was no. Can't build wealth now, we can't grow. Cause we still remember that, no. My M&M J's worth 30K, fam. That's why cats throw shade like Ray-Ban. Want me to sell to the highest bidder. They home like, come on, let's try his Twitter. All in my DMs looking for price breaks. They don't understand that this game is high stakes. I remember mom saying them cost too much. Shell toe Adidas cost $32. Bringing him those black stripe a size 9. Can't be a player when you're on the sideline. We ain't going broke for a pair of footwear. So you can try to stunt for them girls good hair, nappy hair hoes don't care if your shoes fly. You from the projects, you ain't bourgeois. I say woosah, can't have tantrum. Mom saying no was our favorite anthem. We been hearing no, no. Most of our lives it was no. You can't have that, you can't go. We can't afford that, no. All of our lives it was no. All we ever heard was no. Can't build wealth now, we can't grow. Cause we still remember that, no.
All right, Mass Tates and Marco Polo. That was Jordan Theory. I like that track. It's very left field and just different. You know what I mean? It's a story that everybody can relate to. You know, being told that you can't have this, you can't have that. So, I mean, you kind of have to, not instill that into your kids' minds, when they're growing up. That you can't have this, you can't have that. You have to encourage them and inspire them to have more. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into album number 6 here, which is Mr. Sinister from The Executioners. He dropped his debut album called Reborn, which is very fitting because he's been through a lot of stuff like drugs and addictions and stuff. And he's come out of that and now he's in a good space, good headspace. And he dropped his debut project called Reborn on Fat Beats Records. And we're going to get into a joint off this album called Liquid Flow, one of my faves. Let's do it. Liquid Flow. Liquid. Liquid Flow. Liquid. Liquid. Liquid Flow. Liquid. Liquid. Liquid Flow. Intoxicating when I pour this.
Lessons I'm flipping, step in the kitchen is too high. Hasten the mission, I'm taking everything you got. Automatically, emphatically, I'ma shine bright. If you want static B, I guess I'll let the 9 light. Clack and click, pop you and go smack your chick. Man, when it come to my gun, I'm attached to it. It's hoorah, shouting out like a Marine kid. Some get locked, turn Muslim into a mean bit. And yet other brothers are pretty boy tiptoe lovers. Before you know it, they got your woman under the covers. Now Now that's a job for the Sheriff John Brown. Nope, that's a job for my nickel-plated 4 pound, yo. To see the H-A-D, the I, the O, yo. I could do it fast or do it in slow-mo. Renaissance seminar, hypnotized when I'm on. One of the best, you'll probably realize when I'm gone. Respect, wreck, I demolish criminal college. Squeeze off, have your whole lifeline abolished. Painful, I'm baby colic, Delta Force, Navy knowledge. Some choose to pump weights in gym, soon they be brolic. I don't do that, I just exercise my brain waves. Elevate and try to get my crew on the same page. Demonstrate venom lace lyrics that'll penetrate. Your rhymes are like abandoned buildings you need to renovate. Listen like the tenant tapes, close like a Senate race. I'm flipping styles, running through them like the interstate. 95 north south, grimy ride hoopties. No more violator compilation ooh-wees. Soft like smoothies, you and your crew be blah blah rah rah. Save it for a movie, cause this is real. You'll get wrapped like a doobie. Feature to my dogs like a snack made for Scooby. They thought I'd never hit them back, hey, with the rawness. Please just give me my marble notebook and a cordless. Liquid flow intoxicating when I pour this. Penetrating oh so deep, more than a swordfish. They thought I'd never hit them back, hey, with the rawness. Please just give me my marble notebook and a cordless. Liquid flow intoxicating when I pour this. Penetrating oh so deep, more than a swordfish. Liquid flow. Liquid. Liquid. Liquid flow. Liquid. Liquid. Liquid flow. Liquid. Liquid. Liquid flow. Liquid. Liquid. Hotter than the desert full of Arizona D-backs. Got them sweating like a dude about to have a relapse. Beef all around the media, they wanna feed that. Tit for tat, feedback, I don't appease that. All I know is cock back, hit them with the Glock black. That's how I was raised, I don't know no other ways. Victim of society, product of my environment. There will be no pension when you mention my retirement. I just wanna stack G's off of what I write down. Don't attack me, please listen to my tight sound. Presidents, the dead ones. That's what we be after, till we gone and dead, son, and there's no more laughter. Silence eternally, violence externally, gunshot surgery while others commit perjury. When it come to rhymes, I'm a maniacal monster. Yes, from the Mecca, a boogie down Bronxster. Just a little crazy, my screws, see, they lay loose. In the winter, I put on my Scully with my Grey Goose. Nah, I ain't drinking, cause I'm in a Lincoln. Driving dudes crazy and leaving them chicks stinking. Stinking, 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 stinking.
All right, Liquid Flow from Mr. Sinister's album, Reborn. Make sure you guys go check that one out. And I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's been tuned into this station and this show, Redbox Radio, for the last 15 years that I've been doing this. So big shout-outs to all you guys. And we're going to keep things moving. And coming in at album number 6 is an album by Rusty Jux and OJ called Break It Down. Oh, man, and this one is fire, man. We're getting into one of the tracks off this album called Real Rap. This beat is mean. Let's do it.
OJ with the beat banging. Leave him hanging. What up? Crown Heights up in this bitch. We ramshacking. Back slapping. Rappers thinking it can't happen. Yeah, it most definitely can. Cause if you ain't know, I'm the motherfucking man. And my name's so heavy in the street, I can squeeze blindfold and still rock the beat. Move back, ante up, what you got on my 40? Throw a clean left jab, put a knot on your shorty. She a hoe, let her go get a new bitch. Or go crying to the cops like a true snitch. My whole city got a toolie pointed at you. It's lights out, motherfucker, when I catch you. Dismember and detach you. Comatose, overtoast, relapse you. Toxic tunes on repeat. On stage 303D. Now you in this shit knee deep. We really care about the company that we keep. Pocket rocket about to lift off. Lay him stiff when I shoot the gift off. Whoa!
All right, Rusty Jux and OJ, man, called Real Rap, off of their brand new album called Break It Down. Came out a few months ago. Actually, I think in February it came out of this year. So make sure you guys go pick that one up. That one's definitely a certified banger, man. And I want to give a big shout out again to my man Andy. Met up with him earlier this evening for dinner, and he's doing real estate now. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home or need help with a mortgage, you can call my bro Andrew Kerr at Royal LePage Top Producers. He'll take good care of you. His number is 204-981-7432. And yeah, let him know that I sent you along. DJ Platform of Redbox Radio. Appreciate it. All right, so moving right along, we're coming in at album number 8. We have none other than the legendary group from the 80s called Stetsasonic. And they hooked up with Professor Prince Paul, the original producer from Stetsasonic. And he has been very busy with them, and they put together a brand new album. We're going to get into, I'm just trying to figure out what songs we can drop here. All right, here we go. So we're going to do Here We Go Again from Stetsasonic. This is a group that's been around since like 86, 87. So we're going to get into that right about now. Their brand new album called Here We Go Again. This is Here We Go Again. Let's do it, y'all.
C-Doc again. Stetsasonic. Here we go again. Unique, I ebb and flow, now river. Old school like Melly Mel, but not bitter. I'm from a band of dues paid and honor owed. Try test suite, you get a bloody nose. Dance floor pack, everybody came. Oceanside to Pembroke Pines to Fort Wayne. We at it again, the band played on. Bobby Simmons on the drums, so the kick's strong. New era, but I ain't talking snapbacks. The lines around the corner, you would think that crack's back. I told the light, yo man, you really picked a banger. Yep. We bout to fly, so we probably gonna need a hanger. Pretty women came too with they pretty fits. Stetsasonic like the youngest say the party's lit. We really do this, and while you at it, tell a friend. Beginning to the end. Opponents like Lunchables get in the ring doing our thing to the point we're untouchable but clutchable when hitting you with combos and throwing bombs, yo, to make you think of Vietnam, yo. I'm on a rampage headed for the grand stage, recording vocals from the studio in my man cave. Pure hotness, so forget about monotonous. I'ma rock this and you couldn't even stop this. I'm steadfast, cut you like a head gash, get your head smashed, red splash, bloody to the point you're dead fast. Can't get with my monopoly, I gotta be aggressive when I'm rolling, there ain't no stopping me. I'm the type that I could give a cat's ass, and I also guarantee that you would hit the mat fast. Hey yo, not a standing ain't count, so they know I'm talking about to get a straight KO.
We spit styles in the verses, ouse all the curses, letting the world know we come with a purpose. That at your service, no need to get nervous. Just wanna show them how OG's gonna work this. Thought so we were done, be glad cause here we come. Your prodigal sons hustling a new outcome. I swing beyond the fence, reeling against the fences. Let me break it on down and truly address this. Brooklyn born certified, step law energized. Make them all, make them all, make them all super. And we will do the improbable, make it all possible. Take the unbelievable, shape it to achievable. And every street corner Ave, no of assurance. The step will represent BK to the fullest. And every street corner Ave, no of assurance. The step will represent BK to the fullest. Some of y'all waiting on detox.
Y'all thought Wise was a beatbox. Y'all thought we broke up. But now y'all giving up. Click clack, snitch back. Call that what you want, but it's just rap. I heard on the street, bring the band back. Cross my heart, brought the band back.
So we here now,
where your man's at? The one who was laughing on the internet. But now we smash on the internet. Class on the internet, to just say that.
Hey,
hands in the air if you love life.
Shouting out Philly cause they love bikes. We in Brooklyn most of the time,
and the whole southern time by the scenes with a drum set. Bobby Simmons on iHeart Radio.
Prince Paul on the new Chris Rock show.
Gamble, gamble.
Bet, bet. Playing 928, it ain't hit yet.
You know a girl got a black and yellow house. When we play, she come out cause she eat, sleep, and shit step.
Some of y'all waiting on detox.
Y'all thought Wise was a beatbox.
Y'all thought we broke up.
But now y'all giving up.
But now y'all giving up.
Fallen soldiers. Can't believe when I heard Coolio was cowboy, furious five, furious lovers. It hurt me when they told me that Marky D was take off and my brother Sean P is
too poetic. I remember standing next to me. It also broke my heart about Houdini's ecstasy. Black Rob, I don't believe he's in. DMX, hard to believe he's in.
To no surprise, water falls for many eyes. We lost Aaliyah and of course Lisa Left Eye. Them young laws who pass on unnaturally. Like Young Dolph, King Vaughn, and the PMB. Like too many, Pop Smoke died tragically. Like Nipsey Hussle who showed all what we can be. Before you sip that pour, a toast in memory. Gone too soon, fallen soldiers making history.
All right, here's a little sample, Sets of Sonic, Here We Go Again, the brand new album. That last little part was a track called Gone. And, yeah, so make sure you pick up that album. It's dope. We're going to move into album number 9 in my top 10 hip-hop album picks for the first half of 2024 is none other than The Dog Pound from Death Row Records. Yes, that's right, Death Row Records, they're back. Snoop bought them out in 2022. He owns Death Row. So they dropped in a new album called We All We Got, and this is the lead single off the album. It's called Smoke Up. Hope you guys enjoy this one, man. This one has a really dope video. Actually, I'm going to play the whole thing here because this is interesting.
Let me check my motherfucking messages.
Yo, dog, say it ain't so, man. I'm hearing things.
Hey, dog, what's up, cuz? Hey, what's up with the Dog Pound?
I don't know what's going on, Church.
The Dog Pound broke up?
What's up, man? It's X. What's up with DPG, man?
The dads are corrupt, everybody?
DPG C for life, right?
Well, that's what I thought.
Yo, Snoop, what's up with the Dog Pound? I heard they broke up.
What the fuck is going on, big homie?
What's up with you and the Dog Pound?
Snoop, and what's the situation?
What's up with the Dog Pound?
What's going on with the Dog Pound?
I heard the Dog Pound is breaking up.
What's up with the Dog Pound?
What's up with that? I mean,
hey, quick question.
What's up with the Dog Pound, bro?
Hey, dog, what's happening, homie? Man, I heard the Dog Pound broke up. Man, what's going on?
Please don't tell me the Dog Pound broke up.
Now, listen, I heard the Dog Pound broke up.
What's up with the Dog Pound? I heard they broke up.
Oh, what's up with the Dog Pound?
What's up with the Dog Pound, man? I heard they broke up.
Is that true?
I heard
they broke up. Like two vicious pit bulls. That's what I heard.
Damn. Everybody's saying the same shit, huh? Well, check this out. Fuck what you heard. This what you need to hear.
Yeah, right back at it. Laid back like a craftmatic. Addicted like an addict. Taking no shortcuts, fucking with no mutts. DPGC, nigga, we broke up. Somebody said the Dog Pound broke up. Shut your bitch ass up, nigga. Now smoke up.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. Pass by the spot where the homie serve rocks. Rolling right past, me snooping dash. Gone in a flash, look at that ass. See everything they talking about been fabricated. We do this shit for life, motherfuckers, so don't hate it. From decades to century, Dog Pound the DP. We the niggas from the streets to the penitentiary.
Taking no shortcuts, fucking with no mutts. DPGC, nigga, we broke up. Somebody said the Dog Pound woke up. Shut your bitch ass up, nigga. Let's smoke up.
Just stalking, see walking up on you busters. Dog Pound, we banging and smashing the motherfuckers.
Snoop Dogg, that's corrupt, see, it's the principle.
DPTC, nigga, we impatient.
Look at that mouth, dad's with a bout. Take her to the house, dog turned her out. Made her get naked, microphone check it. Nigga, now what? You can catch us in the cut like
niggas love talking shit, wanna see the click slip. Dip, skip, trip, nigga, this crip. Call for me, proceed with the proceed. Everybody on deck, it's all part of respect.
You can get DP to get
dip.
Took your bitch and I gave her that
dip.
Hit a switch on the bitch like
dip.
Bitch, niggas talking shit
dip. Taking no shortcuts, fucking with no mutts. DPGC, nigga, we broke up. Somebody said the dog pound woke up. Shut your bitch ass up, nigga, now smoke up.
What a day to play. Clear blue skies with a sprinkle of gray. The DPGC way. Yeah, Baba, we back.
Diggity, no doubt. So that was Dog Pound, Dazz and Corrupt. Yes, they dropped a brand new album this year called We All We Got, and that's the lead single off the album called Smoke Out. So coming in an album now, number 10 in my top 10 hip-hop album picks for the first half of 2024. We got an MC from Queens called Truth, and Nostalgia Therapy is the album that he dropped. And this one is another fire banger produced by the Beat Miners. And we're going to get into the track off the album called The Beat Miners Sound. Let's do it. Hey, yo, I'm just...
Hey, yo, I'm just saying, man, like, yo, I just hear hip-hop different, you know? It's on some Beat Miner type shit, you know? The drums got to be crazy, and the bass got to be, like, bananas on that joint, you know what I'm saying? And some type of scratch. Yeah, that's that Beat Miner thing right there. Word up.
Ladies and gents, to you the Beat Miners presents. I'm broken the winner in a stunning turn of events. You just sense consequences fatal. Labeled a threat. Who's next? Let's get it shaken. Like I made you a bet. I came for respect. Over the fame. Shoulder the blame. Walk through fire. Over burnt bridges. This is hunger and pain. On what Bane was to Batman. Glover Lang or Rocky. At the height of my reign. Name a man alive who can stop me. Knock me off my pedestal. An impossible task. I counted your move. Remove your psychological. Mass. It's in the action, it's felt. So I dealt you a bad hand. Cash is clay in his hay. So I say I'm a bad man. Had a plan in mind. I'm right here. You're like years behind. Sensational, unbreakable. This mindset of mine. Get in line. It's time around. It starts at the back of me. From coming into my own. To microphone mastery. Fuck them for sleeping. I'm who they speaking of now. From you to uptown. It's the Beat Miner sound. A deadly combo. The melody and combos profound. Fuck the volume up loud. It's the Beat Miner sound. The bass booming. The movement just getting off the ground. Roars ever all together. It's the Beat Miner sound. Not a question if or how. Bow out or bow down. Better wait to wear the crown. It's the Beat Miner sound. I'm coming for the kill. Who wants some? Summon the will. Such a savage. I'm not your average. Run of the mill. I'm one of the illest. It's illustrated in every song. Give them a raw sound. Drawn crowds like Albert Dawn. Pile on victory after win. Out with them lyrically. On the outs with them. So I pounced on them viciously. There's something in them. How sick is he? It's the intangibles. It's unheard. The way I twist words like balloon animals. I ruin and damage you amateur MCs. Truth be said, the words spread like an infectious disease. And deep thought, taught from a style. Allowed no mistakes. You cower and bow down like over the top.
toilet. Shit face, his face says it all without uttering a line. But I craft crumble him when you mumble in your rhyme. Time for the balance restored, more truth and less lies. A breath of fresh air in my hair, see the chest rise. Fuck him for sleeping, I'm who they speaking of now. From QU to Bucktown, it's the beat minor sound. A deadly combo, the melody and combo's profound. Bump the volume up loud, it's the beat minor sound. The bass booming, the movement just getting off the ground. Roars ever all together, it's the beat minor sound. Not a question if but how, bow out or bow down. Better wait to wear the crown, it's the beat minor sound. You fill with empty threats, I promise you rep time. Fatal mistake, come correct or there'll be no next time. I must say, nothing can be a saving grace. You pay your judgment